Liturgical Day, Tuesday the 19th, in Ordinary Time, the Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child, set the child in the midst of his disciples, and said, "I assure you that unless you change and become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes lowly like this child is the greatest in the kingdom. And whoever receives such a child in my name receives me. See that you do not despise any of these little ones, for I tell you, their angels in heaven continually see the face of my heavenly Father. What do you think of this? If someone has 100 sheep and one of them strays, won't he leave the 99 on the hillside and go to look for the stray one? And I tell you, when he finally finds it, he is more pleased about it than about the 99 that did not get lost. It is the same with your Father in heaven. There they don't want even one of these little ones to be lost." Our commentary is by Father Valentí Alonso from El Prat de Llobregat, Barcelona, Catalonia. Today, once more, the Gospel reveals to us God's heart. It gives us to understand the feelings the Father in heaven reacts with in relation to his children. His most impassionate concern is for the small ones, those which nobody pays attention to, those who do not attain wherever the rest of the world does. We already knew that the Father, as the good Father he is, has a preference for the small children. But today we can recognize another wish of the Father that becomes compulsory for us. "I assure you that unless you change and become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." We therefore realize that what the Father values most is not so much being small as becoming lowly. Whoever becomes lowly is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. This is why we can see our responsibility in this action of becoming lowly. It is not a matter of having been created small or simple, limited, or more or less capable, but of being able to keep off any eventual greatness while remaining at the level of the humbler and simpler. The actual importance of each one consists in resembling one of those small ones Jesus introduced us to. Last but not least, the Gospel teaches us today another lesson. There are, and closer to us than we think, small ones, that we may eventually have more forsaken than others. Those that are like sheep gone astray. The Father looks for them, and when he finds them, he is more pleased because they came back home and do not go astray anymore. Perhaps if we should try to look at these surrounding people more as sheep sought and found by the Father than just sheep gone astray, we could also see more often and closer God's face. St. Asterius of Amasea tells us, quote, "The parable of the lost sheep and the shepherd teaches us that we must not easily despair of those who are in danger or be slow to help them."